Goodbye, Carl!
Watch what craft is. Watch what craft is. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
To be here.
I know. Friday night in Nashville.
Freezing my tits off in Nashville. I know, it got cold here. I've been here in the warm times. That shows me not to fucking complain when it's hot, you know?
Setting up a backup recording.
You never know. Classy. Gotta always record on the iPhone, y'all.
Always, just in case. You never know.
Well, wow. It is so good to be here.
Yes. This is our third show in Nashville, actually.
Yes.
It's always been a fun time. We've always had a great time here. This is exciting because it's our first Nashville
stretch
show.
Stretch out these jeans.
Yeah, stretch them
can't
out.
Can't fit in these things. Sorry, people at home, just kicking the mic around. Get my crack in, get
yeah.
my nuts under.
It's a Friday night, so I'm drinking a beer, guys.
Man, it's so good to be back here. You guys really, I'm a Southerner, but you guys are like a different kind of Southerner, you
yeah.
know? And I really, really appreciate it. You know, in Texas, we eat as well. Thank you for eating, Nashville. But
yeah,
we eat in Texas as well, but there's like kind of a judgment in our eating, you know? Like people, your waiter comes up like, oh, chicken and dumplings, you're gonna love it. But like they're calling you fat in their head. But not here. Mm. I mean, the waitresses here and the waiters, but today specifically, our waitress was like Dr. Kevorkian, but like nice. Like she knew she was killing me, but she was holding my hand through it. I just yeah. thought it was so sweet. It's like, oh, really? Fried pimento cheese balls? You are going to enjoy hell. All right, just hold my hand. Hold my hand. Don't forget the dip.
It's also fun coming to Nashville because there are so many bachelorette parties happening at any given moment. Like
literally
the plane,
are.
Our flight over here, there were like three different bachelorette parties and they were all seated around us. So we're just like, you know, we're like tired. We woke up so early this morning and then we just get on the plane and it's like, oh my God, you have the aisle seat? We're going to the aisle seat. This is going to be so exciting. And it's like a plane full of Sheenas. Like, oh my God, we're going to have a bachelorette party. It's going to be so good.
So
you want the middle
Sheenas.
Seat? I want this aisle seat. Oh my God, I can't believe we're on the plane already. We're going to have so much fun in Nashville. Oh my God, we're going to go around. We're going to drink everything. Do you want to drink everything? I want to drink everything.
My favorite conversation. Yeah, you know what? Like, they want us to wear a corset. And I was like, corset? Gross. Like, corsets are tight. And the other girl's like, yeah, they're supposed to be tight because, like, they push up your boobs. She goes, yeah, but, like, I mean, it's really tight. But then I was like, they do push up my boobs. So, I don't know.
And then the people sitting next to me, the guy, like, it was, like, a couple. And the guy, like, was being jokey with his girlfriend or wife. And he, like, kissed her stomach. And she just went, boom! She goes, John Henry! I was like, oh, this is great already. And actually, I mean, the flights have all been exciting because going into Atlanta, I was sitting next to basically Dushka from Below Deck Med. You guys remember Dushka? She was next to me, everything. She was like, excuse me, do you know how to turn on the light up there? So then we had some turbulence, and literally, like, the plane was like, boom, boom, and she goes like this. Like, a hand, like, just on me right there. I was like, Dushka! Sorry, Ronnie, was that violating your space?
That felt good to me. I love
okay.
it. And then this place, this theater is so great. This venue is so great. We walked in here and they were like, hey, you want a big daddy dog? And I was like, they know my scruff.
Yeah.
They know my scruff.
I love an in-house hot dog. Also, by the way, we have a merch table over there, which is so cool. Where are you? And by the way, she's a Bravo fan, so when you go up there, talk Bravo. Francis, right? Francis?
It's Francis. McDormand.
Before
actually,
I called her Francine that. Before. So
we
anyway.
Actually didn't have any guests tonight, so we actually got Francis McDormand at the merch.
Frances McDormand is in character at the merch table, guys. Just don't ask her about
shirt.
Nomadland.
$5, all right? Take it that's your partner there in the wood chipper. Best friend.
So
tonight is Real Housewives of
Orange County. Oh, you want... Why don't you introduce the show? Why don't you? I did it last night. You introduced it tonight.
They know where they are.
Well...
You're Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. And it's Real Housewives of Orange County. Okay, this show is fucking crazy. We were actually talking back there, like, how do we make this less confusing? Because when we do live shows, you know, we'll find it like 2 hours in. You know, you guys are falling asleep sometimes. And we're just like, and then they walked around the corner, and then,
it's true. And every then, single detail.
And then she blew her nose. It's like, okay, we're like, how do we kind of compress this? And then we're scrolling through. I was like, I ain't compressing shit.
No.
Okay, these people.
This week's episode was good. And I have to tell you guys, I know it's a controversial topic. I am loving this season of Orange County. I think it's hilarious. It is so hilarious. And you know what? Noella is the biggest asshole, and I love that she's there. She's the asshole that the show needs. We need an asshole. Let's just enjoy the assholeness of Noella, okay?
Because we all have that friend, you know, who's just an asshole to prove, like, that they're rich or something, or, like, they're trying to be snotty, so they're just an asshole about random things. Like Noella's thing last week when she's like, oh,
warm tequila.
I know, Noella. Mm,
great. Ooh, you're so fancy. Yeah. You like chilled things. Oh, my God. I feel so poor right now.
Wow, your warm tequila fragility is really showing right now.
Oh, God. Big fragility episode. Fucking Bravo 2022. Watch out. We've got a new fragility to discuss.
It was very funny to me. And I say that as a generally fragile person. I'm very fragile.
I'm that UPS person that sees fragile on the box and just throws it against the fucking front door.
And then you get shamed on the internet. Like, look at what UPS is doing. And it's like on BuzzFeed. It's Ronnie.
So this episode is called Sweat, Lies, and Pornography. And
yeah.
That's a good title, you know?
It's a good title.
If it was Sweat, Pies, and Pornography, it would be my autobiography, pretty much. I was like, so close. So close, Real Housewives of Orange County. So previously, okay, so Heather, what's her buns? Heather Dubrow controlling every little thing of this season, okay? They're giving Heather control of the whole season, at least for now, but she's controlling all the trips, all the no boop, if you ever come for me or my family ever again.
It's like TSA at the airport. If you ever. It's like, ma'am, you need to put your bag on the tray. If you ever.
If you ever pack more than 8 ounces of toothpaste.
She would be.
Ever again.
That would actually solve terrorism if Heather Dubrow was just at every security checkpoint. If you ever bring a bag more than your allowance, you will be banned.
They're doing the body check on you. Do, do, if.
Do, 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 you. Do, 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 ever. Do, do, do.
And then when you actually get through, it's even more terrifying because it's like, congratulations, you're safe. Enjoy your flight. Dubrow Airlines.
And this episode, Heather arriving like she just bought Mexico. You know, she's like, welcome to Mexico.
Welcome. I own it here. You know, Terry and I have been wanting to own Mexico, and we finally did it.
Welcome to Bro San Lucas.
They finally built a wall. It's just like, it says Dubrow on it.
Yes. You know? It's just made of Botox and fillers.
So other things that happened previously, Noella gave Max Cards Against Humanity thing.
Oh, yeah. This is actually important to know, because this is going to come back. Well, obviously. I don't know why I'm saying that. Like, obviously it's going to come back. Guys.
They know. And we see the clip of her, like,
let me read you one of these pornography cards. that Noella gave my child.
Credenza. I don't know what that... I'm going to get this Pride pack just to find out what that fucking credenza card is. Because she did it twice this episode. Credenza. Some poor person
at
Cards Against
Humanity. What kind of sperm-guzzling game is this? I was like, it cannot be this offensive. It's like 20 minutes of blah, 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 blah. Just
Ottoman.
Every card is just a C word over and over again. And then, of course, we have the new Teddy. Hi, I'm Jen. I have cement in my leg.
Hi, I'm Jen.
I have cement in my leg.
Oh, wait.
They're like, oh, I know.
Wait,
I know.
Should we mention... Okay, wait. Does anyone mind if I do like a semi-spoiler about Celebrity Big Brother? Well, it's not a spoiler because we don't know, but according to... Actually, Ronnie was the one who told me this, but the rumors are online that the first person voted out of Celebrity Big Brother is going to be... Hi, I'm Teddy Mellencamp. Standing ovation. Look, we got standing ovations for that one.
The first standing ovation Teddy Mellencamp has ever gotten in her life. Although that isn't how I said it. This is how I said it. Teddy Mellencamp is the first person to be kicked out Big Brother.
All evicted with Teddy Mellencamp. Okay, so anyway.
All out. All out with Teddy. So we just ended at this big fight in Mexico. They're having dinner, and Noella has shown up like 97 hours late to this trip or whatever. And it's right. Like, well, I would have waited for my guest.
It's like you didn't know you had to bring a passport to go to another country. No one's waiting around for you.
And so, then she showed up being all snotty about the warm tequila and everything else. And then someone said, you didn't even eat your food. And she's like, oh my God, stop food shaming me. Stop food shaming me.
It's more like someone paid for that and other people could have used that food shaming you. So anyway, so now there was like a bathroom thing where Emily and Gina and Noelle had gone to the bathroom and she's like, oh, I'm not gonna count out her. So now they're back, and so now like they come back and Heather's like, so did you fall in? What happened in there? What happened? By the way, Heather's new thing this episode, did you notice this? Heather's thing this episode is to pretty much ask everyone, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Like every day, like the point where everyone's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Are you okay?
She's got one of those little COVID thermometer things in movie theater. It's like, bloop, bloop. You're fine. You're fine. And she's also, I love that she says the dad thing. Did you fall in? Did you fall in when you went to the bathroom? So Emily and Gina have just been like, do not come for Heather. Here's how you make Heather like you more. It's like, yeah, if you really want Heather to like you, really just maybe just be less stupid. Just do that. Just do that. Just be less dumb. And so Noella's already annoyed, right? So they're walking back to the table, and Noella's like, but don't worry, guys. I'm laughing now. Look at me. I'm laughing. Laughing, guys.
So Noella comes back, and Shannon's like, Noella. We have... Oh, thank you. I only wish David could be here to hear that applause. But unfortunately, he left me for a slot. Anyway, Noella, I have a chilled shot for you. And then Heather's trying to be cool. She goes, drink it while it's cold, sister. No, Heather.
Heather is so cringe, and it just gets worse. It just gets worse. So she's like, yeah, drink it while it's cold. And Noella goes, ooh, well, I'm busy chilling other things right now. What the fuck are you talking about, Noella? What is she talking about?
No, she was putting her butt in the fan. There was a fan, and she had like lifted up her dress, and she was airing out parts.
Thank you, because I was really confused. So I was like, shut up. It's only 1 minute in. We're not even one minute in. And I'm like, shut up, Noella.
So then,
what are you chilling over there? Just be quiet.
Gina tries her hand at an analogy, which is not really her forte. And she's like, you know what? I feel like I'm mid-level management right now, okay? I'm trying to support Noella and help Noella, but be respectful to Heather, who put so much in this trip. And, you know, like, this is why I don't want to be mid-level management. It fucking sucks. And I started to think, like, what if Gina was mid-level management anywhere? Like, I just could imagine getting an email that was like, just circling back, I feel bad. It's like, okay.
You know what? I really don't think that people like when you leave your coffee out on your desk like that. And I don't want to judge how you're drinking your coffee at work, but you know it leaves rings. And okay, no? Okay, go ahead and keep doing.
It's like one of those mid-level, yes, never gets shit done, you know, the worst manager.
As per your request, live, laugh, love. I feel bad. I feel bad.
That's her thing this season. This I just feel so bad.
This is your third gather, so watch out. It's your third gather.
She's like, you know, and I'm also trying to be respectful towards Heather. We're also trying to figure out whether the tiny chandelier hung way too high in the kitchen / living room / master bedroom of my tiny home in the diary room shot. I was like, can we get your bed out of the shot, please? They're like, it's like, what are you, sitting in a KitchenAid mixer?
She just
at least draw a better house for yourself. I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's like a Murphy bed. It just the bed flops up in the background by accident. Oh my God.
It's that HGTV tiny home. It like starts wheeling off. She's like, wait a minute, I'm not done with my mid-level management bed. Bring the house back. Bring it back.
Her interview set just shakes because it gets into an accident on the highway. So, oh my God, I feel bad for that driver. So then Heather is like, she's like, okay, now is the time when we try to bring humanity to my husband. She's like, I'm so excited. The boys are all together. Shall we FaceTime Terry?
This is when Heather's dark black snake eyes. Did you notice? They cover with black, and then you just see two little gleams from the light, and she's smiling. She's like, I'm so glad the boys are together. I'm like, what the fuck is Heather doing to the men? She's terrifying. So, especially with the candlelight coming.
So glad the boys are together tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So they cut. Gina's like, I know. So then they FaceTime Terry, and Shannon's like, I see Terry, but I don't see Al Gore there. Where's Al Gore? Where's Al Gore? Oh, he's there. Hi, John. Hi, John.
It was just, it was odd because it wasn't a golf course with him passed out on hole 12. It's just strange. I wasn't used to seeing him.
John, do you need me to call your father to come pick you up? Okay, you're good. You're good. He's good. He's seen me naked.
John. And then Dr. Jen, of course, has to weigh in. She's like, I didn't know all the husbands and the boyfriends were at dinner together. But I would have loved for Ryan to be part of that. He does great with guys. He's good. My leg hurts.
No shoes, no shirt, no service. They probably didn't let his ass in.
Yeah.
So, Driftwood, a restaurant named after Shane's general mood. That's where the guys are tonight.
Oh, Driftwood. Oh, I thought they were at the deck. Maybe it's called Driftwood at the Deck.
I don't know. No, that's a lot of boring things. I don't know what to say. But put as many boring words as you want to together. That's where they're eating. So we go in, and Terry is just, you know, hi, I'm Terry Dubrow from Television's Box.
He is. He's definitely trying to do, like, a backdoor pilot of his version of, like, The Doctors, right? Like, he's got his leather jacket on. He's like, hey, I'm Terry Dubrow. I'm here to host this show. We're just bros talking on a deck with margaritas, guys. Let's talk.
We're just having a good time with the guys. This baby little calamari. Now, you see where they went wrong here, don't you, guys? See where they went wrong here.
He's giving calamari a nose
He's
job.
He's giving calamari botched tips.
So he goes, so, none of my business, but, John, okay, John, you've been with Shannon for 2 years, huh? And John's like, yes, 2 years. Seems like it's good, huh? And he's like,
we're totally committed to each other, and, we're in no hurry to get married. Please don't ever talk to me again.
Fifth tequila, please.
All right, well, gotta say, guys, none of my business. Yeah, it is none of your fucking business. Shut up. Where do you get your money, sir? There.
They need a husband like me, because this is not a New Jersey cast of husbands, all right? They're like, let's get to the husbands together. Won't it be fun? And they're like,
picking their nose, just there. The waiter was the best. He's like, gentlemen, I have your tuna poke.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then, Terry turns to Travis, who's Gina's guy, and he's like, so the whole nuptial thing, is that going to happen in the near future? And then Shane is sitting there in the corner, like, and he's like, don't give us the PC answer. I'm a Mac, you're PC.
Don't give us a PC answer. I want an answer with as little racial sensitivity as possible. Like, what does that even mean, don't give us a PC answer? What is the PC answer?
I'll tell you what the PC answer is. King of Snarkasm! That was the PC version.
So Travis is like, well, we'll probably get married before John and Shannon. Whatever that means. Just cut these guys. Fire them all. You're all gone.
Wait, then I was confused. Okay, so then Terry, there's this moment that I did not, maybe you can help me out with this. Terry goes, generally, I live my life in 1 to 5 year increments. That's when he gets the new plastic in his face. And Travis is like, yeah, I'm 1 to 3 year increments. And Terry turns to John and goes, and you're 1 to 3 year increments. And they're all like, what was that?
He's saying, I live my life like in 5 year increments, and I'm not asking you to commit. But what are you going to say? Like, what do you say, Travis? Like, 1 to 3 years? 1 to 3 years? And he's just pressuring him to get married to Gina or whatever.
So your point remains. These guys are, no.
Fire them. Yeah. I'm calling something else. We're having a very confusing time with Orange County.
Yes.
What'd they say?
I'm like, wait, what are this? Like,
that's going to be us in 15 years. Wow. Still here. We're going to still be in this fucking place. Talking about the hot dogs, being like, what'd they say at this point?
What'd they say? We live our lives in 5 year increments, you know.
What's that lady's name? Shannon. That's right. It's Shannon.
So now back in Mexico, Shannon is talking to Emily. And by the way, it's like 500 degrees in Mexico on these trips. They're all just like schwitzing. And Shannon's like, well, what's going on with you? Why do you have a napkin around your head right now, Emily?
Yeah. And Emily's got the napkin. And she's like, yeah, I've got a napkin around my head. And Gina's like, that is hilarious.
She's like,
And Shannon's really, she's been really trying to make, like, her friendship with Emily and Gina a thing. Like, ever since the Tres Amigas fell apart, she's really been trying to make this work. And she's like, well, you're tequila, Emily, and I'm having fun, Shannon. Fun. I'm so fun. I'm fun, Shannon. Fun.
I call her T for tequila, Emily, and I'm F for fun, Shannon. And that's poor Gina over there. We don't shorten it because she already has so little.
Can we SH Gina, small house Gina? I don't.
So Emily's like, I have a question. If you and John were to have a threesome, who would you bring in, Shannon?
And Shannon's like, Fun Shannon
loves this question.
Ow! I hurt myself laughing.
Ow!
We're never gonna do that. No, we're never gonna do that.
And she tells us, one night, I did ask John, have you ever been involved in a threesome? And he said, no, bringing anyone else into a relationship ruins it.
And I agree, unless it's Dr. Moon and you've got a chunk of emotional debris stuck up your cornhole, which is less sexual and more, ow! Ow!
I of course, had to remind John that I actually had been in a threesome, apparently for several years, with me, David, and a slut on the beach!
You can say what you want about David. And I do. But he stuck his finger up Shannon's butt.
That's true.
To get out emotional debris. Wasn't even real. Wasn't even something real up there.
On camera.
Piece of plastic.
Okay. On camera.
A phantom piece of plastic.
Yeah. Emotional debris. That's what they called it. And still, you see him on Facebook, and he's still like, those eyes, still like Mr. Furley, just like,
something going on in that apartment?
So Shannon's like, well, you know, with John Jansen, I never, you know, our relationship got to a level I never thought I could have with someone without them cheating on me. And, you know, I just, you know, like, you know, when I'm cooking dinner, she's like, what can I chop? And then I'm like, don't chop anything, because I can see you're reaching for the sugar, and I can't have sugar. Stop chopping sugar. What's wrong with you? Who chops sugar? It's a lot. It's a lot that happens in our household.
And if he's not eating with me, he's eating at a restaurant, because he is a single guy.
It's like, what? How are we going from threesomes?
Well, he's a committed guy. Single, but committed, but in a relationship, but single. Yeah. Oh,
so Gina's like, because Gina's like really at that part of the season where she's so Jersey, it's not even Jersey. I don't even know what she's doing anymore.
What do you mean he's not single? And Shannon's like, well, he's not single, but I mean, he's not married either. Whatever you call it.
And she's like, well, you know, he's single, kinda, but, you know, not really. And if he takes a walk on the beach alone, I'll kill him, and whatever blonde horse starts shutting him up.
Chill shot.
So Shannon starts talking about how after one of the twins go off to college, they're going to get a house together and stuff. And Noella, since she has had all of about 45 seconds where she has some talk, she's like, can you put me in, coach? Can you put me in? I've got to say something that sounds like it's relevant, but it's not relevant at all, guys. Okay. Shannon, you and I have had some amazing conversations, and I'm saying that to establish a bond that's superior to everyone else's here. And I actually, you know, your kiddos, after everything they've been through, those are your soulmates.
Yeah, thanks. We're talking about threesomes.
Threesomes.
Right now.
Threesomes.
Having soulmates with your children. And I like when Gina's like, "You got a plan, Shannon? You got a trajectory for your friendship? Does she have a trajectory?" You know, Shannon is like a relationship Google Maps. Like, all she's thinking about is the trajectory of this relationship.
All right. After one wake up yawn, make a left with your head. Look at me. And give me a kiss. Okay, well then, after three strokes of my bangs, ask me if you need to pick up anything on the way home from work. Okay, you missed that turn. All right, you turn. And now you're going to the bathroom without attending to my needs. This ride is over. That is it. Get out of the car.
You've arrived at your destination. Shame.
So then anyway, Shannon's like, well, you know what I said to my daughters? I said, you haven't met Noella yet. She's great. And they're just going to flip and love you.
You mean anti-psycho? Noella's just doing jazz hands.
And Emily's like, you never said that about us, Shannon.
I'm like, I just don't think that Emily is like your parent's friend that, like, when you're a kid, you're like, oh my God, Emily's here.
Hi, kids.
Guess who's coming over? Emily.
Her hip hurts.
New hip. So Noella's, let's see here. Gina's like, oh my God, you know, because Shannon says, oh my God, my kids are going to flip and love Noella, aren't they? They're going to love her. And Gina goes,
yeah, well, that's real nice to say about someone you just met.
And they're like, yeah, you don't even know Noella. How could you say that? And Noella's like, excuse me, can I complete what I was saying? She wasn't saying anything in case anybody's counting.
She was literally saying nothing. So by the way, during all this, Heather Dubrow, who has not planned for this conversation to happen on this vacation, is just puckering her lips. She's going, So finally she goes, I have to go pee. And then she, even though Heather says that she has to go pee, she gets up and she goes like this. She goes to Gina and she goes, are you okay? Are you okay? You're the one going to the bathroom. Gina's just sitting there. Are you okay? Are you okay?
And of course, John's like, oh my God, are you going to the restroom right now? Can I come with you? Can I come? I mean, I get like Botox, like I love it, but that's not even Bo. It's just like, there's like a, just like a death of a soul happen. It's just like,
soul talks.
Are you going to the bathroom? Are you going to the bathroom right now? It's like she's the saddest ventriloquy puppet, you know? Can I go on it?
She's just...
So Noella's like, oh my God, did she just touch your face, Gina? Did she just touch your face?
And she's like, yeah, it was a wellness check.
By touching your face? Are you okay? Are you? I mean, what is that? Noella's just ready to go for nothing, for no reason. So Emily's like, see, this is what I'm talking about. You don't have to, like, bring it down a notch. Like, what, are you going to fight someone right now? And Shannon goes, yeah, knock it off. And they're like, oh, Shannon said knock it off.
Fun Shannon. I said knock.
So then Emily goes, I feel like we need shots. And Gina's like, are you saying chakra? Chakra?
They're just wasted at this point. They're like, wait, this will be fun for the audience. Chakra, chakra. So Emily and Gina just start going, chakra, 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 chakra. They're just saying it in the background. Literally, like, no one cares, not even Bravo. It's just, like, in the background. They don't even, like, bring the audio up. And Noella, meanwhile, is like, I'm still trying to make my point that I had earlier.
Let's go back to what I was talking about 30 minutes ago. And Gina's still going, chakra,
chakra, chakra, chakra.
So Gina and Emily are both going, oh, just being idiots, you know? Like, Gina and Emily, like, they're fun now because we're used to them. I'm still confused why they're here, but I'm enjoying them.
Yeah, they're like...
I'm enjoying them.
They're like they're like a Toyota Corolla, like, reliable, they're there, they're not going to blow you away, kind of bad commercials, but, you know, they get you from A to B.
They're like the channel on the hotel TV when you come in, and it's like... There's a pool that's closed due to COVID. But guess what? We've also got palm trees for no reason because there aren't any in this city. And you're like, this is stupid. I'm keeping this on for 10 hours.
I know.
I feel bad. On through the third floor.
So
like
they're like...
Boston. They're like, enjoy the palm trees. Oh, okay.
So they're like, And Noella's getting annoyed because she's trying to, like, have this salient moment where she talks about how the kids are rock stars, like Shannon's soulmates. So then Noella says, Emily and Gina go down, like, 10 IQ points when they hang out because they have, like, their own language. They're probably on their own cycle. Like, you don't even know how to use a passport. You can't talk about 10 IQ points going down.
That's true, yeah. So then she's like, come on, ladies, you need to act like children. And then Emily's like, I mean, what? We're not children. How dare you? We're not children. And then Emily says, you don't even, you can't even remember your passport.
I stole Emily's joke, guys.
Yeah. You didn't even pass the bar until they lowered the standards for you. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Shane, but it's still fucking funny. It's still fucking
applies. So Gina's, so then there's like, it's sort of like a chaotic moment. It's like, feels like it's sort of a fight, but it doesn't really feel like a fight. It's just sort of like people getting up and down. It's like a weird farce. And so Gina's like, I'm done. I'm going to leave. I'm done. And I'm like, you're offensive. And Noelle's like, I'm being offensive.
Yeah, everybody's just, it's like a Salt Lake City fight where they're like, I'm thirsty. How dare you? How dare you? What are you doing? It's kind of like that where they're all yelling, but they don't know why. Because Noella goes to talk to Shannon, and then Emily's like, fuck both of you. Shannon's like, what? What are you doing? Why fuck me? Where are you going? I hate both of you. Fuck both of you. And then Gina's like, come on, don't leave, Emily, don't. No one knows what's happening.
No one. It's like, I'm just like watching. I'm like, okay. And then Noelle goes, you guys had your fingers in my face going, And then Gina goes, okay, you know what? This is what you do. And Noelle's like, oh, this is what I do.
And she's like, don't call us children, they're right. Don't do that. Do children have chandeliers in the kitchen? Don't do it, okay?
And
And she's like, yeah, but I have a finger in my face and an ohm. She goes, yeah, but this is what you do. She goes, oh, yeah, tell me what I do. Tell me one more thing I'm doing wrong.
And Gina goes, yeah, reactionary, which is like my pet peeve, because reactionary means that you're deeply conservative. It does not mean that you react to things. Just for everyone
well,
to know.
Well, this is Orange County.
This is true.
So then we see the clip of, stop food shaming me, I have a plate full of anxiety. And Noella's like, you keep telling me what to do. You know, you do this, you do that. And Gina's like, do you want me to tell you you're perfect? You want me to say you're perfect? I'm not going to do it.
No.
And then dark eyes, then we feel Heather. I mean, I felt it.
Heather,
I felt
Heather
it.
Like, senses people turning on Noella. And she's like... Ah, energy. Just feeding off of it.
I know. Harry Potter's like, ow, ow, my forehead. Ow, ow.
If you ever come into Hogwarts again, you will lose Quidditch.
So Gina's like, you know what? We got real deep, real fast, Noella. And she's like, yeah, this is what you do to me. This is what you do. And then Gina tells us, you know what? You got to be nice to Noella because she's like a puppy in the street. And you're like, oh my God, poor puppy. But then the puppy bites you. And you're like, fuck you, puppy. Figure it out yourself, puppy.
Gina is that friend who's like, oh my God, I had the most amazing trip to India, but guess what? I got rabies. It's like, yeah, because you... She's like, yeah, I saw a dog on the street and I thought I'd pet it. And you're like, Gina, that happened to someone I know. So I guess it isn't as much of a universal experience. But still, I think my point remains. She's like, oh my God, I went and I pet a snapping turtle and bit my finger off. I can't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you this, I'm never adopting an animal to Gina.
I mean, the puppy was cute, and then it barked, so I put it to sleep. You know, that's what I did.
It's like, what kind of example is this? This is terrible. She calls Shelly Tool, my good friend Shelly Tool. She said, you know what we need, me and this dog, to have a good time? A shot! A shot makes everything better. Okay, so then in the morning, Shannon FaceTimes John, and poor John got... So I'm taking off my sweater. It's very...
It's hot. Sexy.
God, you guys with this, like, part summer, part winter shit. I've got so many layers back there. It's just, like, stripping. Oh, God, now I'm freezing. So in the morning, Shannon is FaceTiming with John, and John's just like...
What? I thought it changed my number, but I mean, it's you, so that's cool. Thanks for leaving beers in the fridge.
He's like, what's going on with your hair? There's just so much of it today.
You're seeing double again, John. It's only 9 a.m.
Oh, sorry. So anyway, she's just basically like joking around, like,
well, it's hard. I can't drink that much anymore.
Which is funny, Shannon, trying to act like, oh, it's hard to drink when
going out? What? Drinking? Me? Shannon Bedore?
Literally every episode is like her going to Starbucks being like, okay, well, I'll have a venti macchiato and also just a shot of vodka with that too. Thanks.
Yes.
I'll have a Tito's macchiato with a Belvedere foam. Thank you.
Can I get a...
My name is Kelly Dodd. Thank you very much.
Tito's Frappuccino, please. Thank you.
So then Shannon's like,
you know, with Heather, my very good friend Heather, who I've been loving to be friends with again. So good.
Fellow rich person.
So, yeah. She's everything. Everything is very clearly thought out. It's very organized and meticulously planned.
And then we get like this montage of Heather basically being like, so we're going to fly private. I rented a house for us. There's lots of rooms. Little casitas on the property. Flagstones, pebbles. There'll be a crab at 4 o'clock. Tuna at 1 p.m.
You're going to see flat things. Flat things. And they're going to have four things under them. They're called legs. Those are tables. Things will be put on the tables. You will eat those things. This is a can. The can will be on the table. When you see it, press back with the little metal thing on top.
Between 3:30
and 3:37, there will be a cloud that will pass by. I encourage people to go to the chaise lounges, which will be set out for you to lie and look at the cloud. Enjoy it. If you care to take a photo, use your app. There is a program called Instagram on it.
You'll see a man. A man with hats. Probably 12 hats on top of his head. Do not call him Alfredo. I've made that mistake. His name is not Alfredo.
If the man with the hats inspires you to sing the Amy Grant song, Hats, feel free to do so, but at an appropriate volume.
Are you okay?
It's like, yes, we got it, Heather. We got it. We got it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Shannon's like, oh God, it is great being with rich person Heather Dubrow, but God, I'm tired.
So then we go to Emily and Gina, and Gina, who said really this, I mean, Gina's kind of like all of us in a way, because all Gina does is walk around going, I'm hot. So she's doing that. And Emily's like, oh, we're going to a sweat lodge. I feel like Cabo already is a sweat lodge in general. So they go to meet Noella because the three of them are going to go to... Who lost the stick draw on this one? I mean, you go to a sweat lodge to almost die, or you go look at fucking bullshit houses Heather Dubrow is pretending she's going to blow $16 million on.
So Gina and Emily and Noelle, they're all hugging the next morning, and Gina's like, oh my God, I fucking hate that we fought. I feel bad.
I just like watching them try to open that sun front door. Yeah. It's that big card front door of the sun.
Like, how do you open the door?
Like, none of them can open it. And it turns out you have to kind of pick its nose with, LOL, Mexico. I mean, you get us every time, don't you?
Doors, am I right? So like the rumor is, by the way, that Nicole Weiss, like, she was fired, which is why she didn't come on the trip. And then we have this moment here where Heather's like, oh, by the way, my friend Tawny, she happens to be down here in Cabo San Lucas, so she's gonna hang out with us. And I'm wondering, do you think Tawny is the new Nicole, the new
friend
of?
I don't care. I do know this. Tawny is just like a really old Bronwyn Wyndham Burke. It's really weird. Like, she looks just like her, and she is way too much already. This is Tawny. It's like, by the way, Tawny's here. And Tawny's like, Heather! Oh my God. We're in Mexico. Can you believe in Mexico? It's a van. We're going to get into a van.
And Heather's like, mwah, mwah. She flares out her hands when she kisses. She's like, mwah. She's like that dinosaur in Jurassic Park that kills Newman. It's like, mwah, you know? And then she's like, did Mark go home? Tawny's like, I don't know who Mark is, but I'll say yes just to be on the show.
So then Emily, Gina, and Noella are at the sweat lodge. And Gina's like, oh,
this, it's like a sagey vibe. It's just got a, like, sagey vibe to it.
And so the lady's like, buenos dias. This is a very special moment. We're going to cleanse your soul. You will be entering the mother of the belly. And Emily's like, I studied abroad, so, like, I got Mexico.
She's like, they've never seen an American before. Oh my God, they loved us.
I'm like Wonder Woman here, so I get it. So the lady who's working here can see right through your ass, you know what I mean? It's like a spiritual person, I actually believe, because the first thing she did was smudge Noella. She just like lit sage and was like...
So then the women change into bathing suits and they go into this sort of like, it's like a kiln, and they like go in there, and my first thought was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for the cameraman, but like thankfully they did not subject the cameraman or camera person into the heat. So they go in.
Nice save.
Wanted to be careful.
I just felt America get super
I felt the camera, I felt it.
So then they like close like the flap and like all goes black. It's like the interior temperature is 97 degrees. And it's like, and then we go over to Heather Dubrow on Selling Cabo.
The fuck kind of vacation is this? Heather's like, we're going to see things I'm going to spend money on, everybody. So they go, and before we even see anything, we just hear Tawny going, Heather! Oh, it's beautiful, Heather!
So they meet up with her architect, Bing, and his daughter, Amanda. And she's like, I would love to build another house in Cabo. I'm like, yes, we know. You've said it like every two lines. Like, oh, we're just going to buy another. We tried to build a house in Idaho. We decided Cabo instead. Shall I repeat that five more times?
So this house is $13 million. It's a pretty house. It's on 3 acres over the water. And the best part is just watching Shannon walk through. Because Heather is always sure to include Shannon on the shit that Shannon doesn't have money for anymore, you know? So she's like, wow, Shannon, look at this. Men in their wallets. Am I right? Do you think I'll win? And Shannon's like, well,
it's fun to live in a big house, but, you know, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
There's so many stairs up and down. And,
oh, is that a chandelier that comes down with the switch of a button?
No,
that's nice.
You know what I would hate? A house that's Bluetooth controlled and filtered for allergens. That sounds terrible.
Am I mistaken, or is the refrigerator actually inside your kitchen? Oh, that's nice. That's nice for you.
So Shannon's just having a slow meltdown while Heather says just the most obnoxious shit. And so Bing's like, okay, and look, there's the ocean. I mean, look at that. Can you beat that? It's an ocean. And Heather goes, is that swimmable?
How much does the ocean cost?
What's this ocean rated? I'm going to need an ocean rating. I have children.
And then there's like a wraparound pool and everything and they're just like walking around and Shannon's like, oh, well, this is
double the size of my house. Okay. Oh, well, there's no spiral staircase, but I'm certainly spiraling. Oh, well.
You know, big houses are fun for some people, but I just prefer cozy.
Oh. Yes.
And then Heather's
She's
like...
She's not even buying it. You know, Shannon cannot lie. She's just sitting there in the diary room like,
I really love cozy.
And then Heather goes, oh, will you show us the library? Because my daughter wrote a book, so I need to know about libraries. So they go into this, like, whimsical-ass library with, like, old books from 1213 AD and everything. I'm like, what is this ridiculous library that Heather Dubrow is feigning interest in?
And then Jen goes, oh, my God, you know what this reminds me of? All my time in the library.
Yes. It's funny how that happens when you're in a library.
I just want to see that audition tape.
What was...
Who was like, this is the one. This is the one.
I'm just holding out hope that there's just some terrible shit that goes down with her marriage because I don't understand how she got beyond friend of status.
It's already happening. What do you say? It is going down at the moment. It's a terrible marriage. What are you waiting for to happen?
How could
like,
you
wow,
say
Wow, I can't
that.
Wait for that marriage to suck.
How could you say it's a terrible marriage? They met at a breakfast buffet, guys. Between the hash browns and the bacon, there was love.
So then Shannon's like,
well, this tour is much shorter than Heather's house tour.
And then we see, and this is the machine that wipes your ass, licks it, and puts a candy corn up there just in case you get hungry later.
So then we go back to the sweat lodge. And it's like,
oh my God, interior temperature 132 degrees.
I feel like we should get in the spirit of the sweat lodge.
Okay, let's go.
It's...
Oh. Present yourself. Present yourself to this mother belly.
Oh.
And tell her. What is your intention to work here?
This is hard.
This is fucking hard.
This is really fucking hard.
I thought we were going to the spa.
I've never felt such stifling heaviness of heat.
I'm sad. This is making me sad.
There is a wave of sadness coming out of me, and it's coming out in force.
Waves make me sad.
You guys being so sad is making me sad.
Oh, you know why? Because you're an empath. Pets. You're taking it on.
Pets make me sad.
I'm feeling dizzy. I'm going to bar. I'm going to bar. Sweet James!
Oh my God, Noelle, are you okay? Someone get a doctor. Noelle!
Oh my God.
I'm seeing it.
This hut could use a tiny chandelier raining in. That would really make this place work.
That made me sad, guys.
Oh my God. Get a doctor. Get a doctor. Get a doctor.
Just watching. Watching Noella's head flop out of there. It was so mean to laugh, you know?
That was a very intimate experience, Bonnie.
It was. But it's also so that Noella friend we all have, that no matter what you do, it's like, let's go ziplining. She's like, I'm terrified. You get a doctor.
I can't believe that Noella passed out and nearly died in a sweat lodge. You would have thought.
So, where's my chair?
The chair's back there.
Trying to slide back because my ass is all the way out at this point.
So Noella is basically like when you leave herbs out for like 3 days on the kitchen counter or something. She's like, ugh, just like wilted. So they come in, they fetch her out. She's like, she's crying, of course, and just like a total disaster. They're all crying out of the sweat lodge.
And then the lady is there, and she's like, just breathe. Like, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Like, I think this lady, like, let's defer to her, you know?
Yeah, I think she's had this experience happen a few times, you know?
I mean, she is the one who almost just killed you. But still, you know, take her advice.
So they're all, like, they're putting Noelle on a side table and everything. And Emily and Gina, Noelle is just, like, literally, like, dead over there in the corner. And Emily and Gina are just sitting at a table. And Gina just stubs her toe. She's like, oh, my God.
Gina's crying. They're all, like, having the crying, you know, the crying competition. Because Emily and Noelle were crying. Noelle won. But now Gina's like, you bitches crying made me cry. Now he's at my fucking toe. I'm happy and no one else is happy. I just want everyone else to be happy when I'm happy. Which I think is so sweet, actually, of Gina, because I don't really know people who feel like that. Now, if I'm unhappy, your ass better be miserable, too. Or I will make you miserable. I'll be like, you're happy? Really? Remember that guy you dated, Rob? But if I'm happy, I'm fine if you're miserable.
Yeah. So Noelle is finally resuscitated, and so she comes out, and she's like, I'm just so raw right now.
Which is what she says, like, nothing. She's like, you know, I just felt so raw. That was good, right? Did you guys get that?
So then Gina gets all sad, and guess what she says?
I just feel bad.
I feel bad for the sweat lodge.
And Noelle's like, you're an empath. You really took on a lot of my issues there, Gina.
Like, yeah, I guess I don't really know what you're talking about, but I hope I find that credit card that you found.
So they're all emotional, and Emily's like, look, guys, look, we'll just go back to the hotel, we'll sit up by the pool, and we'll just have a margarita. And it cuts to an hour later, them in bed.
It's basically us on every trip.
Yeah. Me 2 hours ago.
Yeah, that scene was us on every trip. We're like, wow, what a beautiful place. I'm hot. Me too. So now Heather is checking out the sea view over at her place. And of course, fucking Tawny's just over there like, oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
And Shannon gets out of the van and like the wind is blowing her skirt up. She's like, oh, wow.
I better be careful, otherwise I might find someone like David who likes cheap sluts come walking over to me showing my badge.
So, Bing, how much land is here? And that's a lighthouse. Is there just one lighthouse, Bing?
He's like, actually there's two. She goes,
you get a lighthouse.
And Heather's very inspired by Jen. After Jen just said, being in this library reminds me of when I was in the library. Now Heather goes, is that a lighthouse? And Bing, or the other guy, Tabor, goes, yes. And she goes, oh, so there's a view of a lighthouse. Yes, Heather. Did you think it was an optical illusion?
So Heather is enjoying all these lighthouses, right? And she's like, so this is 8 million, you think 500 a foot? Let's call the boss. Let's call Heather. Let's call Terry. Too bad I don't have my cleavage showing. You know, men and their boobs. I could show one boob for a balcony, one boob.
I was like, stop, please stop. I mean, I actually welcomed Jen's part of this scene. She's like, my leg really hurt.
So then she's like, I'm gonna FaceTime Terry. So she gets Terry up and she's like, and Terry gets on and goes, is that the Bing? And Bing's like, God, this fucking guy. What I will put up with for like a $10 million commission, right?
Yeah, and Bing's like, well, I'm telling her it's $10 million, but you know it's Heather, so it's going to be 15 or whatever. So,
well, they've got this lighthouse. They say it's the oldest lighthouse in all of Mexico, so I was thinking we could tear it down and put in a movie theater.
Found paradise. Let's tear it down and put up a parking lot there. That's what I'm thinking.
I bought Joni Mitchell.
So, Heather, I want to cough, but I really don't want to. So that's how I've learned to do it in COVID. Because, you know, when you cough in COVID, everyone's like, die, fucker. You know, they're like throwing you into a pit of fire. Like, get rid of him before he gets everyone else sick. You know? So now I cough like this.
That's also Dr. Jen laughing. So basically, long story short, this piece of land is going to build on, to buy the land and to build on, it's going to cost $15.5 million estimated. And so Terry goes, Bing, I got a question for you. Can I borrow $15 million?
$15 million, that's only like 20 COVID tests. Call right now, 1-800-TERRY-VID.
So, back at the house, Heather and the girls come home to the house, and Gina, Noella, and Emily are on the beach, and they're like laughing at the hat guy.
The hat guy
with the 20 hats is standing there like, they're just laughing.
He's trying to
earn
a buck.
Hi, Alfredo. Oh my God, I told you not to call the hat man Alfredo.
And then Gina goes, I like hats. And then we get a flashback of Gina going, hats, hats, hats.
Hey, Travis, I love hats.
I was like, wow, they really crafted a story for Gina this year.
I know. Let's take her to a very hat-forward beach.
So, let's see. They talk about hats, and then they start talking about planes, right? Noella's like, so, how are you guys going to get home? Are you going to fly commercial? You know, well, like, how are you going to do
that? Well, Emily is the one who starts this, because Emily does this really awkward, like, transition. She goes, I'm going to sell your hat so then we can take a private jet on the way home. Did I mention a private jet by accident?
Oh, right. She goes, wait a minute. You guys flew a private jet here? And Gina's like,
Maybe, I don't know. I think there was like a, a stork that brought us over here in a sack. I don't know. How did we get here in Mexico?
So wait a minute. Heather's taking you guys on a private plane? I mean, what?
And so Gina's like, yeah, you know what? I gotta ask Heather about that because, like, I know she mentioned a smaller plane and we don't know if there's seats available on that plane because she might have to get a bigger plane.
We promised the guy with the hats a seat on the plane so there's not as much space and his hats take up a seat.
So then we get that. And Noella is not drunk. So now Noella is handling things kind of more normally, right?
Yeah.
Because the night she's before, like, she's like, warm tequila. And now she's like, oh, you guys are on a fucking private plane. Thanks a lot, you know? Yeah. But they're expecting her to still be this crazy Noella. So they're talking to her like she's fucking crazy. She's like, oh, so you guys are going on a plane? And Gina's like, oh, I mean, I don't even know what a plane is.
I mean, what's a plane? Am I right? Am I right?
So then Emily is like, well, I mean, well, because Gina says, well, I'll have to talk to Heather to see if she can, I'm sure she'll be fine with it, basically. And Emily goes, I mean, she didn't even want her to come. You had to talk her into it, Gina. Did you know that, Noella?
Because Noella's staying calm, so Emily is not going to let it go, you know? She's like, oh, yeah, you're stupid and fat. Oh, we're flying your stupid and fat airlines. I'm sorry, did Heather tell you that was the name of the plane that you're not invited on? Sorry.
And Sweet James invited us all to his place in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So then Noella's like, no, I didn't know. And she like flutters her eyelids. And Gina's like, no, you know, I didn't talk her into it. I didn't do that. She's like trying to really smooth things over. So then Emily gives us this line of bullshit in the confessional. She's like, I thought it was important for Noella to know what Gina did and what a good person she is and how she is trying to advocate on her behalf. No.
I'm Emily Simpson, and I'm an asshole.
So Gina's like, I just, you know what, like, I wasn't, like, having to talk. Well, I did talk. Well, I mean, look, I just said that you're, like, a good friend, so I begged for her to let you come.
And Noella's like, this kind of hurts me. I mean, it kind of does, guys. And she tells us the invitation, the way I understood it, was an olive branch. It was Heather saying, we're going to be civil. We're going to be strong. We're going to be women.
Decent, respectable women to each other who shame each other for warm tequila shots. And then I don't know where Noella got that idea, because then we see a flashback of when they had their like little mini summit in Heather's podcast studio where Heather fires her, which I still think is the best thing, like to see someone fire their friend. She's like, you know, you called me a fake bitch, and I don't take that personally. But having said that, I'm not sure I'm the right friend for you.
I don't think I'm the right friend for you.
Here's a box. You can pack up your things.
You can have a reference letter on your way out. Talk to Gina on your way out. Please don't leave your coffee cup on the desk. She doesn't like that.
So Gina's like,
you know what? But like, here's the thing. But like, as your friend, like, maybe you shouldn't tell everyone so much of your business. You know what I mean? Because like, I get it. You're sad. But like, when things come up, you shouldn't talk about it, right? Because you got to be careful. Because like, you know, not everyone's the person you want to tell the details about your sad life.
I was like, hey, look who's fucking talking.
Yeah, seriously.
The past 4 years have been the details of your sad fucking life.
It's true.
Okay. Second, that's not why Heather's mad at her, because she talks too much. She doesn't like her because Noella's like, you're a fake bitch. I said it.
Yeah. And Heather is a fake bitch. But she hasn't, but Noella, like, but Heather didn't get to be the fake bitch yet. She's like, wait a second. I was gearing up for that scene. You called me a fake bitch before I was a fake bitch to you.
Yeah. I just love that everyone's like, why doesn't Heather like Noella? What a mystery.
So Noella's like, one person. You know what? She talks so slowly in her confessional. Like, in real life, or in the normal scene, she talks like this. But in that one confessional, she does this thing where she just like, tell me one reason why everyone... She's just gonna...
She's like anyone who grew up like super Christian, you know, like at Jesus Chapel where I went, where they would like play tapes really slowly to show you how satanic they were. It's like... My meme all like, listen to the Beatles. Listen to what the Beatles did. And you're like, what? It's like Strawberry Fields, and it's like,
gay fucking, gay fuck, hell fucking butt fuck.
And you're like, Meemaw!
So if you speed up Noella, it's like, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. But slow down, she's a fake fucking bitch.
God, that would be the best if, like, all those people who said that, like, if you slow down the Beatles, it's, like, satanic, but they slow it down, it's just someone talking shit about Heather Dubrow. It's like Paul McCartney just talking shit about Heather Dubrow.
Stop it! If you ever come for me or my family,
Charles Manson would have nothing on Heather Dubrow.
Excuse me. Do not come in here. I don't know who you or your friends are, but I'd like you to leave.
You'd be like, oh, okay, well, I tried.
So both Gina and Emily are like, here's how to get Heather to like
you. Yeah, here's how to get her to like you. She's rich.
Like, fuck both of you. Shut up with this. Like, trying to kiss Heather's butt. It's so gross. You both look like idiots. So Gina's like,
yeah, Heather just needs to feel safe. That's all she needs from you. That's all she needs from me, Noella.
Yeah. So then somehow it comes, it, like, we transition into like talking about like hooking up with girls. Girls hooking up with girls. And so Emily is. So Emily is like,
how did we get to it? Because it's Noella. Noella is like, all right, well, people don't like me. I'm going to talk about licking vaginas. So anybody here, licked a vagina? I did. Like, you asked the question. Okay, we get it. And so Emily's like, maybe, maybe not.
And Gina's like, you did? Fellatio? You went down a woman? Fellatio?
Like,
I don't know if fellatio is that right term, by the way, but...
Fellatio is so the term of someone who is into hats, isn't it?
hats.
Like, just Gina in her fedora, like, are you into fellatio?
So Noella's like, she's like, raise your hand if you've ever gone down on a woman. So
me,
like,
me.
And then she goes, raise your hand if a woman's ever gone down on you. And Emily's like, me. Watch this be a segment for 15 minutes on the reunion.
So, what was it like having sex with a woman? Who here is munch pussy? Have you munch pussy? You munch pussy? What was it like? Was it wet?
This one little, like, 1 minute conversation, I guarantee you a full segment on the reunion.
Noella, you asked Emily if she went full mother butter. What was that like?
She munched bush and she tattoos your tush. It's Emily Simpson and Kat Von D.
It's also funny that girls have that thing too, because guys have this thing like, you're not gay if you get a blowjob, only if you give a blowjob, yeah. Right?
I ain't gay, like, I got my dick sucked, so what?
Yeah, felt great right now. Yeah, it was great.
It totally didn't count.
Yeah, Carl did kind of have that.
Yeah,
right?
Carl had a blowjob.
He's not the same thing. Yeah. Not gay.
It's
like, adjacent. Like, it's a little different.
Just working on myself.
I didn't know girls had that too. Like, if you get your nutter butter, whatever the fuck that is. Like,
yeah.
I've always been confused by nutter butters too. But you know what? We're going long. So let's
nutter butters are like that thing you get when you're at elementary school and it's time for a snack and you're really hoping for an Oreo and you get a nutter butter instead.
Oh, yeah. And how are they still around? Nutter butters are still, they're what like, about? we're still shaped like peanuts.
I'm like, you're not a peanut. And what about those strange orange, like there are orange crackers with peanut butter in the inside that only exist in elementary school
those.
Snacks?
I love those. How dare, fuck you.
No, they were great, but what are they? Have you ever seen them outside the context of like
a gas station? You get them at the gas station. Here's what you do. You buy 8 of those at the gas station. Yeah. Then you get a big old Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it has to be styrofoam. If it's not killing the world, it's not a Diet Coke.
That's right.
Then you put one of the orange cracker peanut butter things in your mouth, and then you take a sip of the Diet Coke, and then you melt crush it in the roof
of
your mouth.
And if you're in Jersey, you save one just as like a reference for how you want your spray tan.
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh, the most important scene. The most important scene.
I was like, is this show over? It feels empty. Thank God. Here we are. Jen is on the elliptical.
Jen's on the elliptical. An elliptical of emotional pain. So she is in a public, when I say public gym, meaning that like she's not in private. Like she's not in the casita. It's like a gym that other people in the world use. She's like, so she's FaceTiming.
She's like a fish that you catch, and it's just stopped struggling. You know, it's like on the ice. It's on the ice. Just like.
Just make me sushi already. Just make me sushi. So she's, okay, so she's already annoying me because she's FaceTiming Ryan at the gym. Like, okay, you don't have your earbuds in. You're already annoying me. It's like, this is what I don't want to see at the gym. I don't want to see people singing along to whatever they're listening to. This is not a performance space. I don't want to see them dancing. And I sure as hell don't want you yapping along on FaceTime on the elliptical while I'm trying to do literally anything else at the gym.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So she's like, I just want to cry. It's been since 9 a.m. with my leg, and I just got to the gym, Ryan. It's debilitating. I can't function. I'm having a breakdown. And Ryan goes, I mean, it's horrible.
She goes, I know it's horrible. I'm reaching out to you for, like, some empathy or something.
I'm just reaching out for you to show some validity, Ryan.
Validity.
Oh, by the way, she will not call him Ryan, which I think it's funny. It's like you're calling your husband to give you validity, and you won't even call him by his new made-up name, you know?
Like, I actually really support that element of passive aggression in her personality. She's like, no, I will not support Ryan. So he's like, well, just make it better tomorrow. That's all you can do. He's just like looking through his like inspirational quote of the day calendar, trying to find an appropriate one. Just hang in there.
Yeah. He's like, it'll be better tomorrow. And she's like, I mean, if I'm not going to get empathy from Ryan, who am I going to get it from? I'm not going to get it from the girls.
And she's there, and she goes, and now she's crying. And you see people walking in the background. Like, someone's crying on the elliptical at your gym for crying out loud.
I'm not going up to anybody crying at the elliptical, and are you?
No, I'm just like, get it
cry
together.
Cry at home. Cry at home. Also, have your bad fucking marriage at home. There are certain things you just don't do in public, okay? Hate each other at home. I don't need this in the Olive Garden.
Don't
get out.
FaceTiming on the elliptical.
Came here for breadsticks.
The one thing that's worse on an elliptical, the one thing worse than sweat on an elliptical are tears, okay? So we don't need them. So she's like, I just want you to say I'm sorry. Sorry you've been in pain all day. I wish I could protect you.
Yeah, well, I would just want you to know that I planted a fucking lemon tree with our children that you still haven't noticed.
So
all new housewives get divorced somewhere else. This is my television is not your playground. For should we get divorced?
So then she ends up by going, I love you, and he goes, okay, have fun.
I mean, it was fun for me.
I was like deeply entertained by her entire like emotional breakdown on an elliptical.
I know, I'm such a liar. I'm like, get divorced at home. Yeah, right. I'm like, hey, nice to come out with you as a couple. Tell me what you hate about each other.
So now it's nighttime. It's time to get dressed. And everyone's getting dressed and everyone's gathering. They got that cool bar in the middle of that sort of like entryway thing. And then I was like, is it an entryway thing? I was like, no, I don't have to correct
that. Thanks for the review of the bar.
Nice bar at the entryway thing.
So they're just like, that bar.
They're all gathering. And again, Heather is doing the mwah, mwah to everything. Mwah, mwah. Even to Noella. They're all being fake. Like, oh, you look so pretty.
Leonardo! The bartender. Everyone's like, Leonardo!
It's like, my name's Robert, but whatever.
Yeah. An actual Alfredo. So, you know, Emily's like, I love piñatas. Okay. So then Salmon sees a...
I can't tell you how many times I've hit Shane with a wiffle ball bat, hoping that candy would fall out of him.
Ow.
Yeah. If I hit Shane one more time in the knees with a bat, someone's going to call the police, but God damn it, he gives me a butterscotch every time.
So they basically, they go down to the beach, and it's, like, all set up, and there's, like, sombreros. So, of course, Shannon's like, oh, I remember how to do this. Sombreros.
Sombreros.
Tres amigas.
Fun-o Shannon-o.
So, then there's, like, a tequila tasting, which never works out on Housewives.
No.
Just
that's
kind
of the point, you know? So they're all doing the tequila tasting, and Emily's like, oh, I hope I don't turn into destructive Emily. I'm like, no, that's the point. We've been waiting. You give it to us once every 2 years. We need it every single episode, ma'am.
And then we see the clip of Emily just being drunk, horrible Emily, out of nowhere. This is my friend. We get all of it, like the yelling at Kelly Dodd, you know, all of it. But then she goes, that mini little bitch about Nicole at the Nobu party. That's my favorite.
That mini little bitch coming for me.
So now, Heather, it's 7:33 p.m. It's time for me to do my toast to show that I'm fun. Okay, everyone. I just want to say thank you. It's been a fun trip. Thank you. I haven't had this much fun since I had a guest star role on Hot in Cleveland. Thank you. And I just want Anne Malibu Country with Rebar McIntyre. What was her name? Thank you, everyone, for coming. And meanwhile, in the background, while she's doing this, Shannon's just going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shannon's like, I'll win her back by just saying thank you a lot. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Heather.
No one can deny a woman in a sombrero saying gracias over and over again.
So then Heather's like, okay, I learned this. I learned this when I was growing up in Chappaqua in the drama club. When we clink, we're going to send it around the table. You will send this around the table.
No, where I come from, you slap the person. Boom.
And Emily just slaps Gina. And Gina's like, ew!
That was high. But you know what? Emily went Hercules to help Noella in that sweat lodge. And I felt that. I'm going to cry again because I'm remembering you guys crying. It was really hard for me.
So everyone's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Crying in a sweat lodge. So then they start getting into it. Noella's like,
when I was getting my awareness of the world, I thought I had died.
I don't think those two concepts go well together. Usually if you're getting, you're not dying.
And then Jen's just like, how long were you passed out?
I did an elliptical today.
She's like, I was dead for like a minute.
And Jen's like, yeah, I mean, it's not like super shocking. Like she was drinking and then like she went into a thing that was hot and then she like passed out.
What if a sweat lodge was just that you just get hugged by Steve Lodge until you start sweating? That would be a whole different experience.
I'm sorry, is it election season? Because that's Steve Chavez Lodge, too.
That's right, sorry.
So they start talking about this, and, you know, Gina's like,
oh, my God, I had to pee before drinking, or whatever.
And
what is this?
Yes, Gina and Emily decide to get up to go pee, and literally, this is not a joke, Heather goes, is everything okay? Everything okay? Send it around. I'm going to touch your forehead. Send it around. Send it around.
So, yeah, Gina's like, you know what? I got to pee before we start drinking. That's what she says. So Heather's like, yeah, you know, you handled it well, but I don't have to do that because I had C-sections. So I don't have to worry about peeing all the time everywhere else like you disgusting natural birthers. And Jen's like, me too. Never been in labor. I remember the day they said, sorry, ma'am, we're going to have to do C-sections. I said, I thought that was implied.
Ha 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 ha. So then she's like, guess what, Heather? I cried for an hour today. She's like, oh, why did you cry? This wasn't on the schedule.
But Heather is now doing that stage whispering thing where she is conveying empathy. Why? Why were you crying, fellow tight vagina? Why?
And she's also going to do that thing where she leans in with one shoulder and also clasps it. What's going on?
I love we finally got that guy down there. You've been sitting here for 2 damn hours in this nasty show, and I said tight vagina. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're a good sport. Stage hugs. Jen's like, yeah, like, it was really hard. Like, I had a breakdown in the gym. I, like, cried for an hour. Like, I just need validation from my husband. Like everything's great with him until I need something. No, nothing's ever great with him. Why are you pretending? You don't even know your children's names, barely. You're the one who's like, I'm never there.
Yeah. And Heather goes, well, he's not a mind reader. Or even a reader in general.
Yeah, but like, what am I supposed to do? Text him what to say to me ahead of time? Like, give him a note card or something?
Have you considered interviewing him in your in-home podcast studio?
Yeah, but like, I have asked him what he needs, and he's like, I need to find more time for him and the family. She's so disgusted. It's like, can you believe that? He asked me to spend time with the family, right?
And she's like, I'm going to choke up. Doesn't he realize you're this for the family? I mean, I'm seeing patients all day long, and how am I supposed to be an accountant? And Heather goes, oh, Terry, he says that stuff too. But of course, he's wildly more successful than you are.
We're rich, and Terry still works. So, you know what he's saying? I think that he's saying he needs more from you.
And meanwhile, Jen is just like, her face is so still, and she's wearing such OC earrings. They're like clotheslines in a horror movie. You know, like sheets hanging on a clothesline in a horror movie?
Yes.
Just kind of dangling. Yeah. And like you see like the shape of a knife coming up behind her ear. And she's just like, duh.
Jen, I have a question. Have you offered to build a $15 million house for Ryan yet? That'll shut him up.
So she's like, you know what you need to realize? You are in a partnership.
And Jen's like, oh my God, thank you so much.
And meanwhile, on the other end of the table, it's Noella saying, oh, I love baby corn.
I love corn, baby corn.
Baby and corn.
Shannon takes one and she goes, KS. And Noella goes, baby corn. And then on the screen it says octopus.
Shannon's like,
and Noella eats it and goes, corn.
Oh, I love corn with its 8 ears.
Shannon's like, well, I don't do octopus. Ever since I saw my octopus teacher, I realized that it's funny. If a man can show that much love for an octopus, it's amazing that David couldn't even show a smidgen of that to me. What if I want to crawl on his chest?
It's just Shannon staring at the octopus, and the octopus is like,
people of Argentina!
David, there are pajama sharks nearby. David, can you protect me? David. 30 to 40 of negative pajama sharks closing in on me.
So some of the people go pee, and then Shannon's like,
well, you know what we need to talk about? What happened last night? Do you remember when Emily got up, and then she said, fuck you, and then she walked away? But then Gina said, no, fuck you. But then they were talking to someone. What's happening? Can someone explain what's happening? Where are we? Where are we? I love you, Acapulco.
So she's bringing up this fight, which no one understood in the first place, right?
Right.
So then Noella's like, they were trying to tell me what I do.
Oh, well, what do you do?
Well, yeah, I don't know, ask them. They tell me what I do.
I don't know. I'm getting very confused all over again. Never mind. I love corn.
Yeah, this corn just squirted ink in me.
So... So Noella's whole thing is that Gina said to her, you know what, this is what you do. And Shannon goes,
huh, Gina said that to your face? Gina? Gina who called me a manipulator? That Gina? That same little bitch Gina?
Very happy to throw Gina under the bus here.
Right, so Gina's like, wait a minute, what happened yesterday? And Emily's like, remember, you got in the fine. So Shannon's like,
wait. We just had this conversation, and wait, I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it. I said, are you okay? And she said, you had a drink, you're good. And I said, okay, but are you over the hurt they caused you? Is anybody listening to Shannon Bedore?
It's like, what are you talking about?
Everyone's like, what's going on with Shannon right now? Yeah.
So Noella's like, no one here needs help. You know, who needs help here? We're all good.
So then Shannon goes, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Shannon goes, well, I'm going to use the bathroom. And Heather goes, are you okay? Like, Heather is never more panicked when someone needs to go to the bathroom.
But it also makes sense in this context because Shannon's getting all worked up and no one knows why, right? So Gina's like, yeah, are you okay? She's like, I'm good.
And Noelle's like, I'm good too. We're all good.
And Heather goes, I mean, literally, are we going to do that this evening, Noella?
Yeah, because Noella's now being like, mother. And now Heather's getting mad. Mother. Now she's turning into the mother. And Noella goes, don't tell me what to do.
Okay, I won't. Because I have no interest.
So Emily is like, louder for the back. What did you say? What did you say? Say it again. Make her mad.
And Noella's like, I'm feeling kind of provoked, ladies.
And Emily's like, but you provoked her. You can't provoke her and then say you don't want to follow through with it. Like, you can fight. It's our scene. It's time.
And Heather's like, I wish you the best.
I wish you the best. Best.
So Noella's like, all right, well, I found out I was just a pity invite on this trip.
And no, you weren't a pity invite. You were a pita invite. I wanted to invite you and give you pita bread. That's all.
You weren't a pity invite. That's not true. I didn't want to invite you because you gave my daughter pornography.
Pornography. So we have to pause this recap for a moment because Ronnie found something, or actually someone sent it. Do you have it on your phone? Did anyone see this? This, Ronnie showed this to me last night, and I was like, oh. So while Ronnie pulls this up, the issue, as we mentioned at the top of the show, they haven't been able to, they haven't said it on the show explicitly, but basically, it's Cards Against Humanity. It's the Pride Pack. I don't know if you guys know what Pride, Cards Against Humanity is, but it's like a really vulgar kind of version of Apples to Apples. And if you don't know what Apples to Apples are, well, then we're just going to... But it's a really vulgar version, and they come out with these expansions. And so Noella got the Pride version of Cards Against Humanity for Heather's daughter. And Heather's now saying, like, this is pornography.
All right, so then, you know, Bravo fans, we're all fucking crazy, all of us, okay? I know I'm not the only one. So somebody went through all of Heather's, like, YouTube videos where she's like,
part one, the left side of my closet.
You know, she, like, had some 30-hour, like, tour of her house on YouTube. So someone dug through all that to find this, and it's Heather showing off her game closet.
Now everyone listen. This is Uber play. He's gonna play it.
Come on.
We told them before.
I tried to put games and Legos and everything all organized in these closets. I tried to put games for Coco on the lower shelves, and then for the older kids, you know, the Cards for Humanity and What Do You Mean? Those go a little higher.
She gives her own daughters pornography.
Now, that is some petty evidence. I get it. Because Cards Against Humanity is one thing, but Cards Against Humanity for C-Words or whatever the hell she ended up getting.
The Credenza version.
You know? Yeah. You know, I get that it's different. But it's still funny. The
oh,
fucking
God,
Heather.
I love when that happens. It's so good.
It's also just funny to see what Heather is still doing after all these years. You know, like, I put things on the lowest shelf for Coco. Cards and Humanity, you know. It's like all she does is show her shit off at all times. So then it's like, dump pornography. And Noella kind of drops the fakey bait because she's like, wait a minute. Now I'm a sexual predator? Like, what
like,
the
what?
Fuck, lady? Right?
Heather's like, the cards were very inappropriate. And Noella's like, that's your thing right now? Like, literally, it's a card. It's a card deck that I purchased on Amazon. As if that somehow, like...
It does. Like, you can't buy porn on Amazon. I've tried. Do you know how many things you cannot buy on Amazon?
Okay, fair. Fair point. Fair point.
There are so many dirty things. You don't want to go out into the world, you know? You're like... I don't even want to say, but, you know, like, just think of something and type it, and Amazon's like, oh, no. Child labor, sure. Warming lube, hell no, sir. Get a hold of yourself.
So Heather's like, it was inappropriate for a 17-year-old.
Especially one that has written a book recently on sexuality. Please, let's not talk about this.
She is applying for Sarah Lawrence, and she cannot get in if they know she has Cards Against Humanity, okay?
So she's kind of giving Noella what she wants. Like, Heather thinks she's really getting her, but now Noella's like, she's accusing me of giving her daughter pornography? This is a whole new low, even for you.
And then Heather's like, Gina, poor person, this is why I didn't want to talk about this.
I know, and you know what? I didn't say nothing to nobody, but she has the right to say how she feels, and Noella has the right to say how she feels.
And Noella's like, what part of this are we not understanding? I went on Amazon, and I searched LGBTQ+ gift. Okay?
And Jen said, okay, well, as someone who was on an elliptical machine earlier, just say... I didn't know it was offensive, Ryan, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to do more.
Can I say something?
No. You want to start problems with me. That's what it is.
No.
Is someone starting a car? Is someone starting a car?
No,
tsunami warning. Okay, everyone, up to the cliff.
No one listens to me, and I'm gonna yell right now.
That was loud, Shannon Bedore.
And Emily's like, well, you have the floor, Shannon Bedore.
She's like, okay, well, what I'm saying is one of those things was very inappropriate. So you can just say, fuck, I didn't know. And then it's done. Thank you, God. One sentence in this entire season. Thank you very much.
And Noella has a new defense now.
I got shoelaces. I got a shirt.
By the way, if I'm 17-year-old, don't get me fucking shoelaces.
She is really just proving she's a terrible gift giver. Yeah. Like, you want to come to my party? Sure, I went on Amazon, got you a shitty game and some shoelaces.
Yeah.
Right?
She just clicked on the first things.
Thanks for the $3,000 plate of food. So, Emily's like, listen to her perspective. And she's like, Noella goes, oh no, how dare you? Listen, I don't think I can deal with your straight fragility right now.
Than Heather.
My straight fragility.
Apparently it's a thing now. Apparently it is.
Heather's like, hold on. Send this death glare around the table. So she goes, listen, I have a couple of gay children. Which I didn't know. I didn't know. We're raising the numbers here. She's like, I have a couple of gay children and a plant that I think could be gay if it were a human. So don't tell me I have straight fragility.
Well, I'm a bisexual, biracial, liberal woman who lives in Orange County. Don't you dare tell me I'm inappropriate.
We're not debating that.
What are either one of you saying?
It's great. I'm like loving it. I'm like, yes, just get into it, ladies. About? So then Heather's like, I'm not saying you. She's like, no, you know, you don't know me. You don't know me. No, know me. She's, now they're just like talking at each other. And I was like, your gift was inappropriate. She's like, as a bisexual woman, to her, I bought a bisexual daughter something that was inappropriate. Are you saying that I bought an inappropriate thing for a bisexual daughter?
Right, so she's going, like, doing the whole, I'm bisexual, how dare you? So Heather's like, well, I'm assuming that you didn't look at the cards. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
And Noella goes,
they were in a beautiful hologram seal. Beautiful.
So, I mean, you just accused her of getting your kid porn, Heather. But, okay.
Yeah.
So, Heather is not going to win this one, and Noella really is not going to stop. So Heather just goes, you know what? Whatever, man. And so she's like, I'm going to read some of these. So she pulls out her phone, and she's like, here's one of them. Licking that pussy, man. Asshole, dirty Sanchez, in my face, down my throat, guzzle it till I come out my eardrum. It's like, what?
Anna Credenza. Anna Credenza.
Ever.
And so Noella's like, don't you dare, I'm a bisexual. Okay, sorry, yeah. Oh, that's
bad. Teabag, you're a pussy vulva in a dirty Sanchez asshole clit puppy. Ooh.
It's like, Heather, please. And Noella's like, oh my God, that is horrible.
I thought the hologram was going to be classier, yeah.
Okay. That is horrible. Oh, and terrible. Jen's like, hey, that's her child.
So the Heather goes, she's like, when you buy a gift for a minor, you need to know what's going on, okay? I have 4 children, all of different sexual orientations. I also have a train. It's called the Gay Train. I'm just bringing in the gay children by the trainloads. It's like the Polar Express. But for gay kids, little gay kids.
But to save pornography, listen, I mean, you have a lot of kids. I mean, I have a young child, so I get it.
Okay. So then Gina goes,
me too. I get it too. I like cats.
Do hats make you bisexual?
So Heather's like, I have 97 kids of 36 sexual orientations. I'm supportive of every single one of them. Even the pixie, and I don't know what the fuck that even is. All right? And it has nothing to do with that, so please don't pull a card off Amazon in that space. Like, I'm not understanding of bi, tri, quad, triple, double sexualities. Okay? I literally just paid to have a book written about it for my child.
So then Heather tells us,
this is what I was worried about with Noella. She's so calculated. She has all these things in her back pocket that if she gets in trouble, she's going to say.
So Heather just basically said that she's worried that Noella is going to pull the race card and the sexuality card, right? Am I getting that correctly?
Yes, she did say that.
So did Heather just kind of pull a Ramona Singer, but in a much richer way? Because that's kind of...
The whole argument's fucked up because Heather is being overly dramatic about calling... It's not pornography, but probably inappropriate. I don't know. Moms, do you think Cards Against Humanity inappropriate for a 17-year-old? I really don't know. Mixed response. But the point is this, they're both
using this. It's not
that
it's inappropriate for a 17-year-old. It's the adult that's giving it to them. You know what I mean? Like, you know your kid's been jerking off forever, but you don't want one of your friends being like, here's some, you know.
The point is this, they're both using this to get on their high horses, and it's great. It's hilarious to me.
And Noella's like, yeah, she's just saying this because I'm bisexual, and I give it to her bisexual daughter. They're both cuckoo. You know, Heather's like, that was very nice, but she's a child. Noella, and it was very inappropriate, which I don't think you understand.
Noella's like,
deeply, deeply assaulting that was.
Noella's like, Thank you. Are we done? I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm like, Noelle, you actually kind of just won this argument because you showed that you heard it and you were ashamed. Not ashamed, but like you were like, you felt bad. And like just when Noelle is like about to like take, like sort of like win this one, she turns into a little brat again and she's like, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you very much.
So are we done now?
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Are we done?
Okay. We're done.
Done, done.
And we are done. That was the episode, guys. Thank you so much. That's an amazing audience. Thanks for coming out on an icy Friday night.
Yes, thank you,
guys. Thanks,
guys.
Have a great night.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.